Good morning. It is Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Tetzaveh, Tavshin Pei Dalet. And what I want to deal today with is the Shaila that the Mishonim and Achron and the Mefarshi HaTorah all delve into, and that is that after Parshas Truma of last week, when we read of all of the Kalim, the Mishkan, the Kalev, for some reason, the Torah left out the mitzvah of building the Mizbeach HaZohav, the golden Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaKetores, and it is here in Parshas Tetzaveh, after Shvi, Vasisa Mizbeach Miktar Ketores, Atzei Shitim Ta'asoso, make a Mizbeach a Miktar Ketores on which will be Makdir the Ketores, and it will be overlaid with pure gold, and it gives the dimensions, and so on and so forth. All the psukim in terms of building the Mizbeach Hazov seem should have been a Parshas Truma. So the question is, why did the Torah single out the Mizbeach HaKetores to be put here in Parshas Tetzaveh? And before we get to the Terutzim, it might be just kedai to very, very briefly mention what the function of the Mizbeach HaKetores is. It's the Mizbeach that's gold, and it is used on a daily basis to bring the Ketores. The Kohen brings Ketores in two installments, once in the morning and once in the evening. And that was done every day of the year. And there's no Korbanos that are brought on the Mizbeach Hazav, except for the following, that on Yom Kippur, for example, the blood of the par and the sa'ir, so those bloods are sprinkled a number of times in various places, as we know, including in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's also sprinkled on the corners and on the top of that Mizbeach Hazav. So that's once a year. But also, if there's ever, for example, a Par Koy Mashiach, Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, when the community sins and they have to bring a korban, and so that's also a chatas, and the blood of that chatas is also sprinkled on the Mizbeach Hazav. But there could be years that there's never such a korban brought. It's only in the event that there was a need for it. So the only time there has to be blood on the Mizbeach is once a year on Yom Kippur, but every other day it's ostensibly used only for Ketores. Okay, so now we know what the Mizbeach Ketores is, and it is placed in the Heichal. It is placed together with the same precinct as the Shulchan and the Menorah. Fine. So now we have the Rishonim that asked this question. The Eben Ezra, notably among them, also the Ramban and the Sipurno. I hope to get through today the Ramban, Sipurno, and the Meshech Chochma has a novel approach as well. And the Ramban says, I didn't run it off, but the Ramban says, Hinei Mizbeach HaKetores, the Mizbeach HaKetores are from the inner Kelim, the Kelim HaPnimiyim. Ro'u she'eskerenim HaShulchan v'Menorah. It should have been mentioned with the Shulchan and Menorah, Shehu Munachimam, because it's placed with them. It seems like it's a set. It goes together, Shulchan, Menorah, Mizbeach. So why is it left out of there and placed here in today's Parsha? V'chein hiskir b'masa parshas v'yakel, and also they're mentioned together with the Mizbeach in Parshas V'yakel. You know, there's kind of a repetition with many halachas that we learn of V'yakel Bakude and V'yakel. They're all together, so why are they not together here? Why is it mentioned here? So he says like this. At the end of the previous perek, right, Chavtes, just a couple of psukim earlier, after it finishes talking about all the Mishkan v'kelim, then it says, V'no'adati sham levnei Yisrael v'nikdash b'chvodi, I will appear to Klal Yisrael there in the Mishkan, and I will be sanctified in my glory. So it says the Rabban on that pasuk, and also it says Vishachanti Pesach Bnei Yisrael, I will rest my Shechina in Klal Yisrael. So it comes out that all the other Kalim now are set up in order to bring down the Shechina. Right? We know this, that the Menorah and so on and so forth, and we spoke about that, and so all of the Kalim and the Mizbeach and the Mizbeach Adama and the Karbanos are brought, and all this is to accomplish that the Rabban Shalom Shechina will appear now. Amar, now, the pasuk says ki od yischakalem. There is now a mitzvah to designate a mizbeach miktar ketores. That's the way the Torah uses it. It introduces it as mizbeach miktar ketores, because that's, as I explained to you, that's the ostensible function of the mizbeach. It is for ketores. On occasion, there might be blood, but that's an outlier. It's really for ketores. But he says, and this mizbeach ketores is raz. It is the secret, and this lashon is used by Chazal, by Rashi. Raz shenimsa l'Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu a secret. Shakadoris hotzeres ha-magefa, that when there's a magefa in Klal Yisrael, so therefore you bring ketores, and that will be effective to end the magefa. Ki haketores b'midas hadin, because the ketores, right, it goes together with midas hadin shenemar, as it says, and I quoted this pasuk, I believe it was at Shalashudas last week, and the bracha of Levi Yasimu Keturah Ba'apecha. Now, last week I told you over, if you remember, and the Unkla says Ba'apecha means in front of you. The Keturah is placed in front of you, and I said that's why it says Yasimu, because it's not casual, it has to be in front of the Oren, etc. But here the Ramban is learning, just remember this, when you're Ma'arav the Sedra, and Farshas V'Zeh Sabracha, even though Unkla says Ba'apecha means in your face, in front of you, and the Ksava Kabbalah learns like that, I just saw that the other day. But the Ramban is learning that Apecha is Lashon V'chora Af, Hashem's anger. Yasima Ketorah Ba'apecha, that the Ketorah is put down to assuage the Ribbono Shel Olam's Ema, his Chorin Af. And then I will be honored among the entire nation. Sheyedu, they will know kvodi ki lo yisal v'fashachem. In other words, Ribbono Shel Olam does not just let our sins go. There has to be something that we do to assuage the Ribbono Shel Olam's anger, and that is the ketores. And therefore, v'yisar b'chvod v'bizorim my kovin. Olachein amar. And therefore, it says you should put the mizbeach hazav lifnei haparochas, in front of the parochas, asher al aron ha'edus, which is in front of the aron ha'edus, lifnei hakaporos, and also this mizbeach hazav is before the kaporos, which is the cover of the aron, asher al ha'edus, which is on top of the luchas, asher ivad l'chashama. Many different descriptions here of where the mizbeach is placed. Kimat zorich l'harach b'cholelo. Why does the Torah have to go into such great detail? Just say put the mizbeach in front of the parochas, in front of the aron, in front of the kaporos, where the edus are. V'lo omar, why didn't it just say v'nasata osu lifnei aron ha'edus ba'ol moed? Kasher Amar, like it says in Parshas VeYakov Pekudei, says the Ramban. These are his final closing words. Avahu lahoris al inyano. It is to be more on this inyan. In other words, it's coming to draw our attention to the fact that the Shechina comes from that place. It's not just the Oren. It's the Oren with the Luchas and the Kaporis. In other words, that is the nerve center. The Oren HaKadosh is the nerve center for the Shechina. And therefore, when there is Shechina now, we have to be very sensitive. Klal Yisrael has to be sensitive not to do Averis, because that's an affront to the Ribbono Shel Olam Shechina. And so when we do Averis, we need to do something to calm that anger down. So we take Ketores, and that Ketores, the whole design of the Ketores is to bring Ketores on a daily basis, right? And we don't know when the Ribbono Shel Olam is angry. We don't know how we've angered Hashem. But we anger Hashem more easily when there's Shechina there, because when there's not Shechina, Hashem is Hester Panim, so our Averis are not as great an affront against Hashem. But when we have all the Kalim in place, we have the Mishkan, we have the Kalim, we have everything happening, and there's glory of Hashem, little infractions could be really blown up, and we don't even know about it. So you have to bring a Ketores, which is right in front of this, we'll call it a bastion of Shechina, in order to assuage the Ribbono Shel Olam's anger. This is a very interesting, and this is how he ends up his shot, and that's why the Mizbeach HaKetores is in the aftermath, after you have Parshas Truma, after you have all the Kalim, and after you've produced Shechina. Once you've produced Shechina, now you have to be very careful not to anger the Ribbono Shel Olam, and if you do, right? That's why Hashem gives us a Mizbeach, and it has its own entry. It's got its own parsha. It's a side. Everything else is create Shechina, and this is to come to mitigate any anger that we may have done, have caused on the part of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay? That's the way the Ramban is learning. So that's why it has its own place. The Sipurno The Zipuna learns differently. He says, it's also the last, really ostensibly the last piece of the Parsha. He says as follows. The Mizbech is not mentioned with all the other Kalim. The kavana of the Mizbeach is not to bring down Shekhinah. Okay, so in this Nakuda, it sounds a little bit like the Ramban, but he's not going with the Charon Af. He's coming to just delineate. The first Kalim that we had, the ones with, that we read about in Parshas Truma, that is to produce Shekhinah. Like all of the other Kalim, they produce the Shekhinah Kamas. It says, Vishachanti Besocham, and I will now dwell amidst Klal Yisrael. Kochal Asher Ani Mara Oscha, everything that I show you, Eis Tavnis HaMishkan, Veis Tavnis Kol Kalav, with the Kalim and the Mishkan, that will produce Shekhinah. The design of the Mizbeach was not to bring down the Shekhinah or to create covet of Hashem in the Mishkan. That was done by the Shulchan and the Kalim and the Mizbeach Adama and the Menorah and so on and so forth. Right, by Karbonus, you do have the Kvod Hashem, as it says earlier, Vano Arati Sham Levnei Yisrael. So these are the Pesukim, basically, that the Rambam was dealing with to show that if you fulfill Parshas Truma, it brings down the Shekhinah. V'chein Mayed Moshe Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zeh HaDover Asher Tziv Hashem Tasu, this is what Hashem commanded, V'yira Aleichem, it will appear Kvod Hashem. So everything else is to bring down Kvod Hashem, to bring down Shekhinah. What does this Mizbeach Hazov do? It's to create kvoda. It's to be mechabed the Ribbono Shel Olam, not to bring down kovod and to bring down the Shekhinah. But the Shekhinah is a fact. The Shekhinah was produced. The Shekhinah rests among Klal Yisrael on the Mishkan. Now we need to do something to honor that Shekhinah. Right? You honor an important person. You honor the Shekhinah. You honor the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you honor the Ribbono Shel Olam? Right. So therefore, since the Ribbono Shel Olam is there, so we're makabel his punim every morning and every evening with the ketores. Al derech, as it says, Havu Hashem kavod shmo. Go give kavod to the Ribbono Shel Olam's name. Su'u mincha volafanav. Carry a mincha and come in front of him. So therefore, he says like this. He says everything else was functional in terms of providing or bringing down. The design was to bring down kavod shemayin, to bring down Shekhinah through the karbanas, through lighting the menorah, through having the shulchan, the lechem hapanim on the shulchan, and so on and so forth. Now it's a fact. The Kvod Hashem, the Shekhinah is a fact. Now we want to have, to be makabel panim, so to speak. We want to receive that kavod. We want to pay homage to the Ribbono Shel Olam's kavod. How do you pay homage? By doing something special. What is that something special? By utilizing the Mizbeach Hazov to bring ketores. So according to the Sipurno, it's a different function than all the other kalim. All the other kalim are to access, to tap into Shekhinah, and this is to acknowledge the Shekhinah and to pay kavod to the Shekhinah. So you see how this is different. So it's like the Ramban in the sense that they both start off that it's to bring down Shekhinah, but then the Ramban goes a different way. But now we have Shekhinah, we have to be concerned that we don't anger Hashem, Yisim Ketor V'Apecha, and the Mizbeach is that kli through which we bring Ketoris every day, and Ketoris stops the Makefa, punishment. And the Sipurna learns this way, I described it, to give kavod. So that's the Ramban, and that is the Sipurna. So what I'd like to share now is the Meshech Chochma, which is more of a halachic approach than the other two. And that is, and he cites the Kasha from the Eben Ezra. Madua lo nichtav tzivu asiyas ha-mizbeach ha-ketores. Why is it not written after the other, or together with the other Mishka Mechalim? The Meshech Chochma says, it's Perek Lamed Pasuk Aleph, Ki ikur kol hatzivim kamei ha'oren, the main things, the oren, is so functional in that it's critical. Namely, im ein oren, if there's no ark, ein menichin luchos, you don't put luchos just in the Kodesh HaKadoshim unless it's housed in an oren. In other words, if, let's say they wouldn't have an oren, then there's no place to put the luchas. The Aron is only there to house the luchas. V'chem b'lo mizbeach, let's say we don't have a mizbeach adama, the outer altar, ein makriven olas tamah, you can't bring in olas tamah without a mizbeach. V'chem b'lo begadim, if you don't have various, the kohanim are wearing bigdei kahuna, ein koim mesher la'avad, the kohanim cannot serve without their begadim. What do we say? I mentioned this yesterday, by begadim, ein bigdeim aleim, ein kunasim aleim, if they're not wearing the bigdei kahuna, then they're not considered kohanim to do the avodah. Uvalo menorah, without the menorah, ein mesher la'avad, you can't just bring your, kohen can't just bring his leichter from the house, no matter how much money he spent in one of those fancy silver shops on the East Coast. You could spend. I saw a menorah. I was there a few weeks ago in Muncie. I'll tell you, the menorah was taller than me. A Rebbe menorah. I forgot how many tens of thousands of dollars it cost. You could build a shul with that. So, without the menorah, you can't have lights. Avol mizbeach mikdek tayres. The Mizbeach HaKetores, which the main point of the Mizbeach HaKetores is for this, for Ketores. He says, even though you have, as I said, Yom Kippur, you have blood on the Mizbeach, but that's not the Iker part of the service of the Mizbeach HaKetores. He says, and he says also, is something very interesting. He says, all of the other, the Aron, or whatever, the Mizbeach HaDoma, everything else is required. For example, for kapora, let's say the Mizbeach Adoma, for any affairs that we have, he says just an interesting thing. He says the blood that's placed on the Mizbeach Hazav is only mechaper on Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav, let's say on Yom Kippur, right? In other words, when we sprinkle the blood on the corners, it's only to be mechaper on Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. He says that's circumstantial. If there would not have been a Mikdash, then you wouldn't need a Mizbeach HaKetores. Mizbeach HaZov, even if there would not be a base on Mikdash or a Mishkan, we need Kapora, right? We need a Mizbeach. In other words, and remember, we had at the end, we had the pasuk that if you have a Mizbeach Adama, that you could build your own Mizbeach. That was originally the design before. That's what the Sipurna says. If not for the Chet, we would have had a Mizbeach in our backyard, right? So in other words, a Mizbeach is needed irrespective of a Mishkan, right? And now it has to be in a Mishkan, of course. But the Mizbeach HaKetores, in the terms of what it does with blood, it only provides a kapara because you have a Mikdash. Otherwise, it only became necessary because of a Mikdash. But that's really not the main point he wants to make. He wants to make the point. The Gemara says, what happens if you, for whatever reason, you don't have a Mizbeach HaZov? So the Gemara says, you bring Ketores, he says, Afal Pisha'ein, Maktirin Ketores, Afal Pisha'ein Mizbeach. Even if there would not be a Mizbeach, the Ketores is still brought on the place that the Mizbeach stood. That's a halacha, and the Gemara tells us that. That means that the Mizbeach, it's not the Mizbeach itself that is critical. It's the place where the Mizbeach is. She says, this is why the Mizbeach HaKetores is in Parshas Tetzaveh, because all other kelim are critical. If you don't have those kelim, you can't have what they provide. You can't light the menorah without a menorah. There's no lechem apanim without a shulchan, and there's no karbanos without a mizbeach adama. He says, but if you didn't have mizbeach haketores, you would still put the ketores on the ground, on the makomo. That's what the Gemara says. Afal b'she'ein mizbeach haketores, makriven ketores afal b'she'ein mizbeach. And therefore, it's really the place that's critical, not the keli. So therefore, it deserves its own place, not together in Parshas Truman. Parshas Truman has the kelim, which are all critical, without which you can't do what they're expected to do. But the Mizbeach HaZov is different, that even if it's not there, right, it serves a function, of course, when it's there, but even if it wouldn't be there, you'd still have the function of a Ketores, and therefore it's different in kind than all the Kalim of the Mishkan, and that's why it's in Parshas Tetzaveh, not in Parshas Truma. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Thank you for listening.